And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper.
Boy, we have some delicious smells in the studio.
We do, and sights.
Should I say
and
aromas?
Tastes and tastes. It's Food and Dining Thursday. Our resident chef author, syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer's in the studio. We always hear about the latest in culinary technology from her, and today's no exception. She has an acclaimed chef and restaurateur in the studio to discuss a unique device. And you can see what we've been eating and what what Ken has been preparing on Facebook, the WLRN Facebook page.
And Facebook Live.
And Facebook
he gave
Live.
Us a whole tour. A whole of tour. Everything. It is so delicious. Anyway, hi, Joe and Bonnie.
Hi.
Okay, so charcoal is going to take a new look with Ken Lyons, and it's not the usual barbecue or grill flavor. Ken Lyons is known for his many restaurant successes, and he has a new restaurant, and it's called Charcoal. It's called Charcoal Garden Bar and Grill, and it's in Wynwood Yard. It's an entirely new concept as far as the building is concerned and as far as the food is concerned. And he's here to tell us all about it. So let's welcome Ken Lyons.
Hello.
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 It's good to have you here. And then later in the program, our new restaurant news segment, we have Lainey Doss. She's the New Times food editor, and she's going to tell us all about a new restaurant this week, or maybe where we want to go this weekend to eat.
If not Charcoal.
Right.
Okay.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way, too.
And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you been to Wynwood Yard, or do you have any questions for our guest, Ken Lyon? We're taking your calls now. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And I specifically waited so that my mouth wasn't full to say that radio at WLRN.org is our email.
And now you're going to eat.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Ken. Ken Lyons. First of all, congratulations, because once again, you're creating an entirely new concept. You seem to do this every few years.
Thank you. Trying.
And there's so many ideas here. And before we get to the charcoal part, let's talk about the fact that you've built this restaurant out of shipping containers. What is all that about?
Correct. That's very true and very kind of an interesting angle. We're in the Wynwood Yard, and the Wynwood Yard operates in the city under a temporary use permit. And by the nature of a temporary use permit, we can't build anything brick and mortar. Everything has to be movable. And so when we decided to build a little bit more upscale restaurant compared to the 10 food trucks that are there.
Sit-down restaurant. Yeah.
Right, to do a full-service sit-down restaurant, mm-hmm. Which is a little bit of a departure from what the everyday is there. The shipping containers seem to be the right way to make it work.
Now, these are the containers we see, like the Maersk things
exactly.
That come from the port.
They're usually 20-foot or 40-foot containers, and they're used to ship everything all over the world. Mm. In the United States, because there's such a trade imbalance, we end up with a huge amount of empty containers here. And that's why you start to see them being used all around the country.
So there's a company who actually takes these containers and makes them into various other...
That's right. We're working with a local company who's done a phenomenal job. It's a real craft.
So I was there, and they have one container that's built out that is the kitchen. In fact, I think you put two containers together.
That's right. It's a double container. It's a 16 by 20-foot kitchen. And it's fully outfitted, walk-in cooler and exhaust and all the mechanical needs.
And then you have a separate one that's a bar?
We have a single unit that's a bar that flips up so that patrons sit on the outside and the bartender's on the inside.
And this is a little hard to visualize.
Actually, there's pictures on my face, on Linda Gassenheimer's Facebook page. I put pictures of this up because he's got also another one that's enclosed that you can sit inside.
That's
or
right.
Or you can
that's
sit outside.
It's like a main dining room. So these containers all create built around like a courtyard. So there's outdoor seating, there's indoor seating, there's a full kitchen, and there's a bar.
I'm picturing something like Legos. Am I on the wrong track? Mm-hmm.
Well, Legos is an interesting way of looking at it.
Look,
we're a little bit dressed up.
We have an emailer. Lizette wants to know if you take or need reservations at Charcoal.
We do take reservations. Okay. We're on Resy.com.
Okay. Resy is a new application.
App, R-E-S-Y it is.
Yes, right. And instead of Open Table. So it's really a nice application. Okay, so now let's go to Charcoal. Because why did you call the restaurant Charcoal? And what's this all about?
So because we're in these shipping containers and we had some restriction on space, we decided to go with a single appliance to do all the cooking. And in fact,
there's only one stove. It was two, actually.
There's two of them, but it's one type. There's no gas. We have no gas appliances. And there's practically nothing electric other than the refrigeration. What it is are two Josper grills. I call them Jospers, but they're actually pronounced Hospers. They're from Spain. And they are charcoal-burning enclosed grills. So it's a combination of an oven and a grill. And they burn at very high temperature.
And what, like what temperature?
It can get up to 850, 900 degrees. We don't operate them at that high of a temperature.
But when you go in the kitchen there, it looks like a regular oven because it's white and it's got a door and it's closed. But if you open it up, there's charcoal inside.
That's exactly right. And two grates. So it acts as an oven because it's enclosed, but it also acts as we grill the fish right on the grates and the steaks right on the grates. So it's a combination.
So just extra big lump charcoal?
Correct. It's not what Americans grew up with what we call charcoal briquettes. It's not that at all. And that's not even charcoal. These are real pieces of lump charcoal. That's exactly right.
And you keep these ovens going all day?
We're only open at dinner right now, so we light them up at 4 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock, they're ready to go. But if we open for lunch, they'll be operating a lot. I will tell you that in the morning when we come in, they're still quite hot.
Do they emit heat?
When the door opens up, you feel it.
But you don't feel it otherwise?
No.
No, I stood in front of it.
Yeah, it's actually a very comfortable ambient temperature in the kitchen.
Okay.
There's an exhaust hood to take away the smoke and the heat when they open the door.
You got to get rid of that.
You got to draw that heat out. That's right.
Yeah, but the front of it is open. Anyway, you can, as I said, you can see the picture. The front of the kitchen is open to the world.
Can you do pizzas in those?
We're going to try that. We do a cornbread in a skillet inside there, and that's been great. And we're going to look at doing a little grilled pizza because that's an interesting thing.
I'll tell you about the cornbread.
Speaking of skillets, I'm glad to see you had your cast iron here.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're using
a lot of the vegetable dishes get cooked in cast iron in the grill. That's right.
I just want for a second to tell you about this cornbread, in case you like cornbread. It's nice and corn flavor, and it's moist inside, and the bottom has this wonderful crust because it's been on the grill in the cast iron. But let's go to the food that you've brought because Bonnie's been eating it all.
Linda's picking on me now. Okay.
Tell us what we've got here.
So the food concept is, again, based on the size of the kitchen. We also wanted to not purposefully build a cuisine around a chef specifically. I've been in a kitchen for a long time. We're really trying to rely on great quality ingredients, well-sourced, and we're trying to cook them very simply and serve them with an accompaniment on the side. We have 18 different sauces you can choose from. There's a sauce card.
I've got this card in front of me. It's called a condiment punch card.
That's right.
So you actually punch, you give, we punch out
right now,
the sauce?
Right now people are using a pencil. But
you haven't given
punchers
yet.
We're going to do the punch soon.
Okay.
but what happens is, let's say you've ordered a fish, okay? And it's just beautifully grilled in maybe olive oil or something. And then you say on the card, I'd like some tarragon remoulade, or I'd like some pesto, or whatever. It's all on the card. And so they give you the fish and they give you the little sauce with it.
That's right.
You're creating your own menu.
That's right. The condiments are like a little add-ons that you can flavor anything any way you'd like.
Okay, so talk more about what you brought.
So we have a traditional menu. It's not a small plate menu, quote unquote. It's a traditional menu. We have appetizers. We're doing a lot of farmhouse cheeses, homemade charcuterie. I brought today our own cured gravlax, which is a hugely popular item already.
Bonnie's eyes just lit up with this. tell people what gravlax is.
So gravlax is a cured salmon. We take a raw salmon, fresh. Has to be exceptional quality. We add a mixture of salt, white pepper, and a touch of sugar, and a ton of dill. And you sandwich it between the two fillets of salmon, and you press it. And you turn it every 12 hours. It takes 2 to 3 days to cure, depending on the thickness of the salmon. And we just simply slice it, and it's served with some rye toasts and some dill mustard.
From Zach.
Zach's rye toast.
But the dill mustard sauce is really wonderful addition to it.
It's a very traditional Swedish thing, the dish itself and the mustard.
And Joe's got in front of him his favorite thing. You've made Joe so happy today.
Sausage and beans?
Right, right. I was told maybe I should bring chicken, but we brought the sausage. So we're using proper sausage out of Miami Shores. We're thinking maybe we'll make our own
turkey stuff.
No,
he's looking at me.
They make such great products. They probably just keep theirs going. They make delicious products. I don't know if you know of them or not, but they're really great, artisanally made with really good.
What's their
meat,
name?
Proper sausage. They're in the
I
Shores.
I thought that was a type of sausage. That's the name of it.
We're doing three different sausages. We've been varying them, three different types, and it comes with almost like a cassoulet of beans. Mm. We're using a fresh shell bean. And so it's like beans and franks, but our take on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we can't get to the rest of the food because it's break time.
What happened to the dessert? Linda, did you eat it already?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it later, Bonnie. Anyway.
While we're working on interviews.
Yes, yes.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guest today is restaurateur extraordinaire Ken Lyon. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And our guest is restaurateur Ken Lyon. He has a new restaurant concept. It's called Charcoal Garden Bar and Grill, and it's in Woodward Yard. And it's built out of shipping containers and has two enclosed charcoal ovens, Hosper or Josper. And he's been telling us all about this wonderful, wonderful food there. But if you're not going out to dinner tonight, there's a dinner, quick dinner in minutes for you. And I used Ken's idea of just simply cooking something and putting a sauce on top of it. So this is a wasabi-crusted salmon and a roasted corn and broccoli. And so you make a quick wasabi sauce with some wasabi powder and some mayonnaise. Sauté the salmon for a couple of minutes. Put the sauce on top. It's as easy as that. And then I'm always trying to help keep you from cleaning up too much. So I use the same skillet for the salmon to cook the broccoli and the corn. A little ginger and some red bell pepper, and you only have one pot to clean.
You just sauté the broccoli?
Yes, sauté
it. With the corn?
With the corn, nice and crisp. Nice and crisp. And if you want, you can see the complete recipe. That's at dinnerinminutes.com, and also has a photograph. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And if you want to see some of the food that we've been talking about,
all of the food and all the preparation from Ken Lyon, go to our Facebook page, WLRN's Facebook page, and you can see the Facebook Live
and French
video.
Radishes.
The Katie Leprey.
Yeah, we're
going to
get to that in a minute. But right now, yes. We've been talking about our new segment of the program. It's called Restaurant News. And today, Lainey Doss, who's the food editor for Miami New Times, is with us. Hi, Lainey.
Hi, how are you, Linda?
Great.
Hey, Lainey.
There's always lots.
Hi,
so much.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
And Joe. She did not leave you out, Joe.
Just Joe.
Anyway, Lainey, what's going on in the restaurant world this week?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have just got off the heels of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, so I think this week is what's called a rest week for most of us who are in the food industry. But coming up is the weekend, and I think we're all rested, so we want to try a few new restaurants. And I have to say, my neighborhood is really jumping. It's the Upper East Side, the MIMO area, and there are some fantastic new restaurants.
Lainey, what street is MIMO on, and where does it start?
It's off of Biscayne Boulevard. It starts in the 50s. It goes up to 79th Street. It's a great corridor. Yeah. So a couple of places have opened, but if you haven't been to Café Roval, I suggest you go there and bring a date, because I think it's got to be the most romantic restaurant in Miami.
What's the name of it? Café what?
Café Roval.
Immediately, Bonnie's writing it down.
Yes, it's a perfect date spot. It's Mark Soika. He was another venerable restaurateur in Miami, has built this lovely restaurant in an old coral pump house. But the restaurant is not just about this gorgeous old coral house. The grounds are spectacular, and it feels like it goes on forever. It's just a lovely tree-lined, lit. There is a pond with a Buddha. It's just a wonderful place.
And we can go there if we just wanted to go on our own, right? We don't have to go with a date?
It's a place for romance.
You're
going to feel romantic no matter what you do there. But the whole point of it, it's a one-page menu. They don't have a full liquor license, so they do beer and wine cocktails. But I like to go just for a glass of Prosecco or something bubbly. They have a nice oyster menu, and it's just a really great place to share food and just, you know, be with your honey if you have one.
Okay.
Or find one and go.
Oh,
or
that's
pick somebody up at the bar and then go have dinner.
What kind of food is it?
It's American food. I mean, you know, they have oxtail buns. They do a really wonderful quarter chicken. They have oysters. There's a really wonderful chickpea cake that is just kind of like a falafel, but an elevated falafel.
Okay.
Which I really love. And sometimes it's really hard to find just like the simple food that you just want done well.
As we're talking about here, sorry to interrupt, with Ken Lyon, is that he's back to real food. It's nice to hear about this Cafe Revel that's going to have some real food in it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then just a couple of blocks away, it's opening up today, actually. It's O Municello. It's a Neapolitan pizza place.
How are you spelling that? It's hard to understand.
Oh, God, I know. O Municello. So it's O apostrophe Municello. And my Italian is a little rusty, so. But talking about, again, simple food, it's Neapolitan pizza done right. It's not exactly Neapolitan because it doesn't have that, you know, sort of soupiness in the middle that you get when you go to Napoli. It's a little actually better formed for eating, but it's wonderful. And the decor is amazing. If you've ever been to Napoli, there is an alley. I don't know what it's really called, but it's called Nativity Lane. And that's where all these craftsmen make handmade nativity scenes. And they went to that lane, and there are all these beautiful figurines in the restaurant.
Well, this sounds wonderful. This is great advice. Lane, I wish we had more time.
No.
But this is really terrific. Those are two restaurants to think about, Cafe Revel and O Municello.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. You're better than I am.
This says one. Thank Lainey Toss. She's the food editor for Miami New Times. Thanks so much for the information. Sounds great.
Have a great day.
Thank
you.
Me
too.
Right. Ken Lyon, excuse me, we didn't get to something over here that we want to talk about. We only have a minute left, but you've got all these greens and all. And so tell us about this herb garden and how you
right.
use it.
So when we decided to enlarge the Wynwood Yard, we took a new lot that's next to O Cinema, and in that lot, charcoal's in the front of it. But there was enough room to expand the Wynwood Yard to behind us. And what we did was we expanded the garden and rebuilt the garden. It's quite beautiful. It's quite large. And we're growing, I'm told it's the largest urban edible garden in the county.
It's all organic.
It's all organic, mm-hmm. and it's run by the Little River Cooperative. They're great organic farmers, and it's a beautiful garden. We grow all of our herbs and some of our specialty vegetables right there. So we go out the back door of the kitchen, and we're in the garden.
Wow. And you take all this fresh food right out of the garden.
Right, I brought some red garnet, some garnet dandelions, some red sorrel. There's flowering oregano, and there's
and you have this beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful
salad here that you've made with all of these wonderful fresh
That's
ingredients.
Right.
But I also wanted, in just a minute we have left, you have wine on tap. So what's that all about? It's not a beer on tap, it's wine on tap.
That's right. We have beer on tap from a growler because mm-hmm. we have the bar at the yard, and we bring the beer on a growler over.
What's a growler?
A growler's a jug that has a stopper on it, so you can take draft beer and hold it. But the tap wine we're doing at the bar, at the at Charcoal, is we right now we have a red and a white Bordeaux, and it's on tap. It's in these very new style kegs, and it's just delicious, simple wine.
And you're pouring it out as if like you see a beer tap thing.
Yeah, but we pour it by the glass or by the bottle, and we sell it to you. And it's a great price, and it's delicious.
Well, this sounds wonderful. We could go on and on and on, but it's been a wonderful, tasty week. Ken Lyon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the delicious wonderful food.
Yeah, yes.
Thanks. Great to see
Joe
you all.
Cooper and Bonnie Berman ate well today, huh?
We did.
Yes. And Lainey Doss, thank her for all that great information for this weekend's restaurant scene. Well, next week, we're going to be talking with Nancy Scanlon, and she's written her an e-book, and she's going to teach us how to make our own e-books if we want to get recipes, our family recipes and all, for the rest of our family to have them. It's called Her Mother's Cookbook, Freshly Real. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
Topical Currents, lead producer Richard Ives. Today's technical direction from Jason Zabka, who produces our social media. Holly Landis is associate producer. It's easy to hear the program again or link it to a friend at our website, WLRN.org. Follow the Topical Currents link. Bonnie and I come back Monday with an important program about our changing health care system. What will become of the Affordable Care Act? We'll speak with the author of Healthcare Choices, 5 Steps to Getting the Medical Care You Want and Need. That's Monday at 1 o'clock. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for making Public Radio your companion today. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.